They say life begins at 40.
I'm 40 now, and that's, you know, I mean, I'm 40. I'm half dead, basically. 40's a weird age.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Ah! Frustrating, but inevitable for most people. It's middle-age spread.
Hey, Endo, this is what it is. You put one foot in front of the other, and
Mommy, Daddy.
Today, we're going to talk about the Fountain of Youth.
Today, we're going to talk about screen time, actually.
Screen time is going to be the decision.
For the most part.
Okay.
It's
which is a term that was not in our childhood.
Of course not. No, it's a whole new set of issues that I don't is in its infancy to me.
Do you think screen time is in the official dictionary yet?
That's a good question.
I wonder.
Yeah, because
it's like a real, like everyone knows what it is. It's an identifiable term
right
now.
They'll shoehorn stuff like that in every year. These new colloquialisms are...
So I think it'll be added to the dictionary soon.
Selfie made it this year, right? Wasn't
selfie?
That added?
Really? Yeah. Okay. So ridiculous. Screen time is next.
Selfie related to screen time.
Exactly.
And here we sit. We're talking into microphones, and we, in our, to our credit, we're two people sitting in a room talking.
We are.
We're
we
actually
just happen to be recording.
We have a giant screen in front of us
it
that shows us
big.
What we're recording. We each have our phones in front of us because, God forbid, we're disconnected.
Gotta have it. Can't even put it in my purse.
Right.
It's gotta be right there.
It's been sort of top of mind this week.
Something that's bugging you?
And it's weird because we're recording this on Friday. It's inauguration day. And you saw the transfer of power. I didn't see anything. I was...
Yeah, you know, were disconnected?
That's kind of an interesting thing to see.
Well, you know,
it doesn't happen that often.
I didn't even think about it, but because my day is just totally crazy. I have an event on Sunday. My brain is elsewhere. And I was about 10 minutes early to come here. So I said, I'm going to go grab fruit and yogurt parfait. I'm going to be parfait.
Yeah.
Parfait.
On the tip of my tongue.
It was good. It was not. It was a parfait and it was very good.
Still laden with sugar.
That is my whatever. It is my healthy option at McDonald's.
All right.
With my unhealthy caffeine beverage because I need that today. But I walked in to the McDonald's and it was silent. It was just really weird, and then I realized what was happening. So I ordered my food, and so all the people behind the counter were talking. But then when I turned, and I'm going to go get my drink, I was like, it was like Mannequin Challenge or something.
Yeah,
it's like really, really weird.
Huh.
And you know how a lot of retired folks like to hang out at McDonald's?
I hadn't noticed, but okay.
Anyway, they do.
I'm looking forward to that myself.
Yes, and drink their coffee. So it was full of that. And then I was still just walking around and everyone was silent and I realized the inauguration was on.
Uh-huh.
And so Mike Pence was up there taking his oath right when
he goes first, right?
Right.
Okay.
And so I sat down and I was like, oh, I gotta be quiet. I'm like eating my food. But anyway, so I only saw 2.5 seconds while I ate my parfait.
Okay.
And then left.
Had I planned ahead, I might have been able to watch because I have a little mounting thing in my car for my phone.
There you go.
Had I gone on to whatever CNN app or whatever it is where I could do a live stream. Of course, you have to log in with your cable subscription or whatever it is you have because otherwise you'd just
be stealing.
Well,
you could live stream on Facebook.
Do they have – were they
– live stream everything. There's like – you choose your channel. You can live stream everything. Some that have the 360, you know, so you move it.
Had I thought ahead, I would have been able to watch while I was driving, which is –
screen time, is like the ultimate.
That's exactly right. It's something that we have to think about that we didn't have to think about before.
Exactly.
And we, at least three people this week I've been talking to about how they'll, if they're driving, they'll throw on a Netflix movie and they'll kind of watch a show or a movie while
they're
driving.
Long distance?
Yeah, I assume.
Okay.
You know.
I mean, that's not illegal, right?
It's extraordinarily stupid.
I know, but like, you know, in some states, in New York, I think texting while driving is illegal. Even using your phone.
Yeah.
Having it up. Mm. I think if you use Bluetooth or something like that, you're okay. And you're just talking to the air, you know. But I don't, they'll have to approach that distracted driving stuff. You know,
it's
there's
true.
More distractive. I mean, everybody has eaten.
Right.
And
I dropped my coffee yesterday.
Oh,
I was like, oh.
That's horrible.
It barely spilled, though. The lid stayed on, and I didn't get any on my clothes, and I couldn't believe my good fortune.
Well, there you go. But everybody has that. Those distracted driving things have been around forever.
Yeah.
Since there were cars.
Well, yeah, because you used to have little kids rolling around in the back seat.
Not that I know. I didn't.
That wasn't distracting.
I didn't have any car seats when I was little. But the phones are a whole other. You know, when you hear about people watching movies while they're driving,
the allure to these little devices, be it our phones or our iPads or at work our computers, of course,
even
a lot of
Apple
us make
watches.
Our livings. Exactly. A lot of us make our living looking at these screens for mm-hmm. one reason or another. It could be a spreadsheet or it could be social media. It could be right. whatever. The allure of it is, I mean, there's no doubt that it's addictive, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Especially if you interact a lot on social media and you on Facebook, you look for your little red bubble up there, like, oh, look, people are interacting with me, or your replies on Twitter or something. It can get all consuming.
And then, yeah, there's people that hate to have notifications. So they'll go check just so they can clear out their notifications.
You know, it was fun.
Because it's like a new form of stress.
I took maybe a month-long break from Facebook once.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just to see what it was like. I'm like, yeah, okay, I could totally live without this. I really could. It's
right.
fun. Then I thought, you know what? I'm missing recording certain moments of my life, which is what I use Facebook for.
Yes, I love the memories.
I record that stuff so my kids, after I'm dead, they can go back and see.
Facebook, right. Can just hand that over to them.
I would post from time to time, but I wouldn't read anything. And I looked at my notifications. I got up to like 120.
Ooh.
It was great.
Some people would have a panic attack over that.
Yeah, that's like driving in your car and the needle gets to empty and you're like, I know, I can make it.
How high? Yes,
another
yes.
40 miles or something. It becomes like, it's thrilling almost. And you never want to look. But I got off that.
I have to do it. I can't get away from it because it's just what I do professionally.
Exactly.
There
has to be some balance, right?
Oh, yeah.
And this is kind of what made me think about it. The danger of it is because your children are always watching.
Oh,
and
yeah.
if you're staring at your screen all the time or Instagram or whatever it is, it's good and fun and wholesome, whatever the deal is, but you're still looking at the screen and you're distracting your attention away from them.
Right.
And so they grow up watching you watch a screen and they want to watch a screen. So there's a reason they all want to see your phone all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we just for Christmas gave phones. They're dummy phones. They're our old phones. They're not connected to the internet. It's very key.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's too much stuff on the internet they could accidentally find, and I'm not interested having those conversations.
It's scary. Let's not search anything on Google.
I'm a little, call me prudish if you want, and there are a lot of parents whose kids younger than mine have internet-connected devices. We're not willing to do that.
Mine do. So this is a healthy debate we can have.
Okay. Well, and my wife and I differ on it. Mm-hmm. Somewhat, but I'm playing it safe. I'm just not interested in having to police something else.
Right.
So they read their books and they, you know, we'll watch the shows and all that stuff. But now we've given them these phones and I gave them to the kids for the girls for music listening.
Oh, yes.
I preloaded
nice.
All the AC/DC and the Led Zeppelin and
yeah, you're training
Black
them.
Sabbath
right,
because
you're training
that stuff
them.
Is not harmful at all.
No. You're like, this. If you would like this device, this is what you will listen
no,
to. Here
they,
you go, honey.
They got their own taste in music. But
yeah.
Black Sabbath. That scared the crap out of my mother when I was a kid. And I loved Judas Priest and Black Sabbath. Anyhow, I also put a bunch of games on there.
Right.
So they can play Cut the Rope or Stack the States
things
or any
of
these
things.
Things
that you have approved of.
Right. And if they want a new game and they get bored, we'll go in and we'll look for one and put
yes.
it on there. But I have my younger daughter has had a lot of trouble sleeping.
Okay.
She'll be awake until 11 o'clock at night, 11, and she'll come in and she'll go, I can't sleep.
What is she, 9 or 10?
She'll be 10
okay.
here in a couple of months.
Okay.
And my tendency, and I asked her directly about it, was to say, are you looking at your phone after we put you to bed at night?
Oh.
Playing games, doing whatever, because there is...
It's stimulating.
It is. There's something called blue light that these screens emit, and it keeps you awake.
Right.
So in a nation... Oh gosh, I'm talking a lot today. In a nation...
You've been really thinking about this, and you're just like...
Bleh. I have. I mean, it's
you're
something that
just vomiting it everywhere.
It just becomes another one of those parenting things that we have to face
oh, yeah.
as middle-aged parents that the new generation is going to have grown up with this. But, you know, our parents, just they were worried about
us. I think our big thing, when we were in our childhood, it was whether or not you could have a TV in your room.
Mm-hmm.
That could be the thing. So the same thing, like talking about your daughter.
Did you have a TV in your room?
No.
Neither did I. We had one TV in the entire house.
We had two. One in the basement. So if we wanted to hang out and watch our shows, we went in the basement. And then there's like the family TV. But we just, our kids are their devices stay in the den, just like the TV.
Okay.
And so they don't have it up in their room. So like, it's like when you go to bed, it's like you plug it in.
I really am leaning toward that.
And so we have it, because the whole idea is for us, we monitor what they're doing. If they're in the den and they're near me when I'm cooking, or they're near, you know, then they can,
right,
they can do it.
If their homework is done.
Right.
And
exactly.
Their chores are finished.
Exactly.
Right.
And so then they're in the space. They're not in some space where I can't see them finding something accidentally and I don't know. My kids have Bluetooth headphones, mostly because this way,
mm-hmm,
they're not competing with noise.
Are they over the ear or are they in
ear? They're over the ear.
Okay.
And they're Bluetooth connected.
Safer.
They're really nice. And they're great, but if my kids want to watch something new, and or they want to go on YouTube or something like that, they have to have the headphones off because then I can hear it.
Okay.
And so that's how, it's one way of monitoring without.
Right, without having to hover over their.
Without having to hover, is I have to hear it.
Right.
You know, if I don't hear it, I don't know what they're doing, then I have to hover.
Yeah.
But if I can hear it, I can be like, whoa.
Right.
What is that?
We have the Echo, the Amazon Echo Dot thing. We just got for Christmas and I love it. And my kids like Weird Al Yankovic.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
Your and kids I forget, like should have been born in the 80s.
I forget. Well, I, come on. He's multi-generational.
He's timeless.
But he does covers of all sorts of music that I would never want them to listen to.
Right.
Like that Blurred Lines song.
Right.
It's very entertaining, but it has adult themes to it.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Right.
But I didn't know Weird Al covered it. And I was coming down the stairs and I heard that music without listening to the voice, and it was Weird Al's room. I was like, whoa. How'd you guys get this on there? I go, what? It's Weird Al. I flipped out.
I mean, we just have a way to, you know, we have the rules with the headphones, not the headphones. And then we have just like channels on TV when we were little, whether you're watching Nickelodeon or whatever, there's YouTube channels now.
Mm-hmm.
So we have certain YouTube channels that my kids know that I have approved.
Do you watch Studio C? Do they watch Studio
C? I don't know that one.
Studio C is really good.
It's a YouTube channel?
I think it was a TV show in the past, but they have a bunch of stuff on YouTube now, and it's really goofy. It's, you know, it's made for a sixth grader, so it's, the humor is really dumb for a 44-year-old guy.
But the kids like it, and it's PG and all that stuff.
It's fine.
And so there are a couple, you know, YouTubers is a thing, you know. So there are YouTubers that my kids like, and there are ones that I have approved. And so they do have internet access. Mm. It's just under control. We don't use, I know there's like a YouTube for kids.
Yeah, but that's for little kids,
right?
Yeah,
so we don't use that because my son likes to watch like Dude Perfect.
Your team. Okay.
Your Bert. So they do stunts.
Okay.
They kind of do frisbee stunts, or they shoot a basketball off of some building and try to get it into a net. That's on the ground, you know, things like that. And Nerf, they've partnered with Nerf, so there's actually like Dude Perfect products now that you can buy.
Of course.
And so they're YouTubers. So that's perfectly fine. My son's an athletic kid, and that's a fun kind of goofy, and they don't say bad words. They don't, you know, it's PG. So Dude Perfect.
Do you limit the amount of time that they're on it? Do you monitor
our
that?
Our life kind of limits that. So for example, my kids, you know, they're in school every day, and if they use a device, they're only using it for educational purposes. And then they go to an after-school program, which depending on their age, I let them bring the device or not, because my son actually uses his device at school in the classroom.
Oh, wow.
So he has it with
him. That's totally foreign to me.
And he has it with him. So, and then the after-school program, they don't let them just sit there on their device all day. So they come in, they have their snack, they have their activity, they have their homework time, and then there might be a little bit of time where they have free time, it's a half an hour. Okay. So my son might use his device. So it's naturally kind of limited. And then when they get home, it's the same thing, like dinner.
You got
or,
a routine.
Yeah, or you're going to basketball practice. So if there's some leftover time and they want to hang out and watch their whatever,
yeah,
they can do
that. It's like the idle hands thing. You know, if there is downtime, they're going to gravitate toward it.
Yes,
that.
And so that's the thing. We just, our
life. If it's readily available.
Limits it.
Yeah.
Naturally. Now, on the weekends, that's when I have to probe them and say, come on, what else can you find to do? Do something else. Well, put it down. But they're very obedient.
One thing happened to us that made me so happy and made me feel like, oh my gosh, I'm doing something really right here.
Okay.
We were out at Chili's or something. Mm-hmm. You know, we were saying, and we were chit-chatting as a family. The kids had their crayons and their, you know, kids menus, and they're playing tic-tac-toe and all that stuff. And this very lovely older couple came up to our table and said, we just want to say how great it is that you guys are sitting here and everybody's talking and you're not all staring
at a phone. Right.
I was like, it never even occurred to me.
Yeah, you know, really, there's no meal phones in our house either.
It's just
not the place for it.
As soon as I get to a coffee shop or whatever and I see a kid playing on the phone, I'm like, dude, oh man.
Yeah.
I'm not disparaging or judging everybody. I don't know what the situation is that day. Maybe.
If it's a pattern, that's a problem.
That's a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it can't be a replacement for other things. I think it just has to be another piece of the puzzle. You know, if I don't, it's like you said, you don't know what that kid did the rest of the day. You know, James might be somebody that comes with me to a coffee shop because I have to do work. And I'm like, you know what? You can do your iPad and hang out, but they don't know that James probably ran 6 miles that day.
Yeah.
You know, my son.
Exactly.
Played, you know,
what I mean, I have no idea what the situation is.
And so I think it's a balance. As long the large majority of my kids' lives are with something else, then fine. Here's these devices. They are what they are. They're never going to go away.
Yeah.
So how do we fit them in? I also think winter time, I've learned this over the past 2 years, I sometimes get stressed out over it over the winter because you're like, oh my gosh.
Mm.
They're just using these things all the time.
Yeah.
But it's because it's winter
and
we're not out as much.
It's hibernation.
And I know that it goes back to let's go outside and play when it's over. They will always choose let's go outside and play with our friends than stare at a device.
Yeah.
And so if your child chooses that, then I think you're okay.
Right.
You know? They prefer interaction, then fine.
Yeah. It's odd that we would bring this up and spend 18 minutes talking about it, because in the next segment, I want to talk about stuff we've been watching as a family.
Screens.
That I've enjoyed recently, and the kids have enjoyed it, and it helps us. If they're going to spend screen time,
let's spend it on the same screen.
Spend it together, and you know, maybe it's something we can all talk about. So pause here, and we'll come back and talk about stuff I like, and you got to think about stuff that you guys like.
Okay, sure.
You're on the clock.
All right.
Head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, Jeff Rom.
Today I'm with Matt Jones,
Kevin Harned,
Pat Forty.
I'm with Anoush Shariat,
Kristen Wall,
United States Congressman John Yarmuth,
Sarah Brofancher, and Susie Eastman.
I have Kristen Boone,
one of St. Matthew's most favorite sons, Danny Flanagan.
It's Pat Day.
The list goes on and on. The most interesting people in the Ville are on the Rusty Satellite Show with Rick Redding. New episodes Thursdays on Louisville.am. Well, like you said, it's winter time. Inside time is maxed out. The kids they got so many books for Christmas, which I love.
Right.
Which is odd because as much as I love reading, I can't read 2 pages before I fall asleep. I'm just conditioned that way.
My daughter's though seriously into it. I bought her a set of Pokemon like cartoons or comics or whatever. Yep. I mean, she
Graphic novels.
She's blowing through those things.
Oh, really?
She loves that.
Yeah.
So,
I read so much as a kid before bed, but now I'm an adult. I'm conditioned to fall asleep.
I try to watch TV.
Really?
10 minutes. I turned on the TV last night, and I went to the DVR, and I said, oh, what haven't I watched? What's new? And I go to a Law & Order. I like crime dramas. Okay. Whatever. So I play it again, and you know, it was on italics, so I knew I played it. Mm-hmm. I was like, did I watch this? My husband goes, you fell asleep. Yeah. So then I go, okay, well, let me fast forward to where I was. I think it was like 6 minutes. I was like, okay, I think that's where I fell asleep. My husband's like, well, you made it a whole 6 minutes.
Stephanie, if you're wound up like a top and you're going,
the minute I lay down, it's over.
That's fair. That's understandable.
That's fine.
But we've discovered a few things this winter that I like to share because they are enjoyable for everybody.
And that is, going back to what we were just talking about, people with their separate screens, that's where people are going now. Yeah. I like this, you like that, let's just watch our own things.
A lot of movies will try to, and this really bothers me, the animated movies will stick jokes in there that are supposed to go over the kid's head and hit the parents.
Right.
And a lot of that stuff is majorly inappropriate.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't watched any, we watched enough of the previews of the Chipmunk stuff to know, no, that's not happening.
No, right, okay. I have no clue.
Chipmunks and Smurfs. Those two, off the table. Enough of the previews are like, that's just gross.
Right.
It's gross.
Right, it's beyond.
Yeah. So,
what's good for families?
Well, last weekend, Netflix put up the Lemony Snicket series of unfortunate events.
Okay.
And they made a series out of this. Jim Carrey did the movie several years ago, which we've never seen, but this is a Neil Patrick Harris thing. And you know who that is?
Yes.
Doogie Howser. Okay.
I do know Doogie.
All right.
From our childhood.
Right.
Yes.
Do you know who Iron Maiden is? I'm just kidding.
Doogie. I love Doogie. I think I could probably sing this theme song.
This show is so well done.
Really? You've sold it. I think you should become their PR person.
The costumes are fantastic.
I'm gonna watch.
The sets are fantastic. The characters are all fantastic. And I can't believe I'm talking about a TV show like this, because I don't, most of the time I just don't even care unless it's Lost. But
I never watched, by the way.
We, all five of us,
can
sit there and watch it. And, you know, I got now a 7-year-old. His birthday was yesterday. And he gets a little creeped out because, what's the guy's name? Count Olaf, he's kind of the bad guy. He's pretty creepy.
Okay.
He's outrightly evil.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But he does.
We have to have a villain.
He's a little clownish in his presentation, and the whole, it's what Neil Patrick, it's his character.
Okay.
And we laugh through the whole thing. I think we're 4 episodes in, and it's 8 episodes that are up there. I'm sure we'll tear through the rest of them this weekend.
Pretty quickly.
I can't recommend that enough for TV family time.
And it's a wide range of ages.
Yes.
That will like it. I mean, if you like it and then you have little kids versus tweens, then you're good to go. I'll have to watch.
What did you watch with your family growing up?
Oh, my gosh. Jeopardy. We really did.
Okay.
My dad would come home, we'd have dinner, and then we'd all watch Jeopardy. I think we watched Little House on the Prairie.
Good one. They did that this past summer. They watched a lot of that.
Yeah, and so I definitely, but you can't see it online. You got to get like a DVD,
right? It's on the Hallmark Channel.
Oh, okay. But mm-hmm. If I'm going to show that to my daughter, I want to start it from the beginning. I want to go in order.
I'm sure you can buy the DVD sets. But,
So there was that. We watched things like Who's the Boss?
Mm-hmm.
For like the little sitcoms, the 30-minute sitcoms.
Yep.
But I mean, recurring were game shows like Jeopardy and stuff like that.
I remember very specifically.
I watched Murder, She Wrote with my dad.
All these.
MacGyver.
These were.
I used to watch it with my dad.
I guess the shows were made differently back. I don't know. I don't watch primetime TV, I guess. I was these days.
Right.
I'm thinking when we, growing up, we watched Mutual of Omaha's Natural Kingdom thing. Oh, crap. I can't remember the name of it.
I don't know.
I think it was on Sunday nights. It was a nature show.
Oh,
we loved the nature shows and Donnie and Marie.
Okay, there you go.
We loved Donnie and Marie.
Yeah, so those are the things we watch. But right now, I almost think, maybe there's too many options. Also, I think there, because you get, what are you going to watch shows on?
I think there are lots of options, but I don't think there are many options for everybody. There are kids shows and there are adult
shows. Exactly. Especially, it's like the kids go to bed 9:00, the programming totally changes. There's a lot more that's acceptable on TV now that wasn't acceptable
right
then. And so
it's not all wrong.
And we used to watch 7:00. you know, like the shows that we watch together were at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. There's really what's on at 7 o'clock now that you would watch?
Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And Wheel of Fortune.
And Wheel of Fortune.
Still.
Which my parents still watch, well, as I can indicate from going to visit them.
There's generally a Seinfeld on.
Yeah, the reruns, but there's no new show that you'd be excited. Like, we used to say, oh, the new Who's the Boss is coming on at 7:30 mm-hmm. or whatever it was. Shows were kind of earlier.
Yeah.
I don't know, I feel like. And now all the shows that I watch on network television are 9, 10 o'clock. And they're no way.
That's when you're sleepy.
Yeah. My children would ever watch them.
Yeah.
So I feel like on network TV, I'd be hard-pressed to find something that we could watch together. So I would refer more toward, like, what you're talking about, a Netflix.
Right.
On demand. Something, some sort of programming like that. Because I know you've said that, and then you've said that other one about Stranger Things, right?
You liked that? Probably for the 10 and up.
10 and up.
For Stranger Things.
Okay.
Maybe even 12 and up.
Okay.
So I'm just going off my own kids because my 7-year-old boy would be freaked out by that stuff.
Okay.
Stranger Things was great. I did not have that on my list.
Okay.
However, the other one that they've started watching, and it's sort of Little House on the Prairie-ish.
I'll take anything that's like in that
it's
generation.
They have
I love that.
They have new episodes. There's a bunch of stuff on demand, but it's called When Calls the Heart.
Oh, I've watched that.
Have you?
Yeah. I can watch it on, I think, Amazon Prime or Netflix. I can't remember.
Wife loves it.
Yes, I like
Kids
it.
Kids love it. And I'm walking, I'm like, what the hell? What is this, Little House on the Prairie in Canada?
Right.
And it sort of is. And
no,
I
I've
sat down,
it.
And they had a Christmas movie, and they were all watching, and I sat down and participated in the screen time and loved it.
Yeah, it's a very feel-good PG. It has action, drama, relationships.
Everybody has.
Right.
It's set in the late 1800s, early 1900s in Canada, but that's when everybody had manners.
Right. Is that Canada?
Huh?
It's like the Western.
No, it's
like,
Canada. There's a Royal Canadian Mountie who's the main character.
No, he's the Mountie, but they're American?
No.
I really.
Stephanie.
He's
a mounted policeman with a red coat. This
I know, but she grew up in like.
She is from Northern Washington.
Come on now. I'm going to look this up because I've watched all these shows.
Are you busting me out on my
When
Calls the Heart trivia?
I'm going to Google this. Anyway.
You'll find that I'm right.
It's Canada?
Yes. Regardless, I think it's over in Nova Scotia or something. Anyhow.
Okay.
It's wonderful.
Because it is. It's very nice.
There was an episode on where a guy comes to town and he's starting to vie for the young school teacher's heart, and the Royal Canadian Mountie doesn't like it too much, but he's a gentleman to the other guy, and he disagrees with him, but he does it so in a gentlemanly manner.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not, you know, he could just walk up and punch him in the mouth or something.
Yeah, it's not that kind of show.
Might happen these days.
Right.
But it was great the way they approached it. And in the next episode, the school teacher and the Mountie, it's one of those classic TV scenarios where, like, will they or won't they? Are they ever going to get together?
I know. Come on.
And I said in front of my wife and kids, man, he needs to put the full court press on like the other guy did and Kara says, no, he's learning her heart slowly the way it should be. I was like, oh, okay.
You're teaching. Yeah. They're training your children. This show is training your children
about
relationships.
There's all sorts of great stuff. They address social stuff that would apply in 2017.
They do. I can say that about that show.
And
definitely.
It's great. When Calls the Heart. Look it up.
That is a good one. But actually, I never thought to watch that with my kids, but I could rewatch it.
Check it out.
Yeah.
And
I have watched it. I just didn't know it was in Canada.
I already mentioned Studio C, which is maybe not for every adult, but I have such a sophomoric sense of humor that I can kind of chuckle at it.
Okay.
And that's all on YouTube. But the other one that I want to watch, and I don't know if you guys watched it or not, and I could use some feedback from anybody who has consumed this content, is the Once Upon a Time.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched that.
And it's, you know, it's...
But it's fairy tales and...
There are bad guys and bad, you know, the step fairy... I'm really messing this up.
But
evil stepmother and all that stuff. And I imagine they're pretty evil people, but you got to deal with that. It's good. Everything is good versus evil, right?
Right, exactly.
But I don't know if it's too dark for them to watch. Because it's all available on demand. And I think it would be... If we're looking for something to do as a family, maybe that would be... It.
Yeah, and at least it...
You've never watched it?
No, but it goes along those storylines that everyone knows. you know, those recognizable characters. And yeah. I don't know, but I don't know enough about it. But I've never watched that, but that would be one. I think it does. I think my inclination would be to wait till they're a little older for that one.
It appeals to me because it's made by a couple of writers who worked on Lost, which is my favorite show. Okay. So there's all this sorts of weird stuff out there. So that's it. I mean, it's just been, we have enjoyed wintertime on the couch together doing those things. And I wanted to share with people.
Yes. So I think the lesson is monitor screen time for whatever's best for your kid and family. And if you're going to do screen time, why not do it together?
Because we all love it.
Right.
But you can
it's not
going to
go away.
All right. That's the theme.
You have to deal with it.
That's the theme of the show. And we're going to use that as our words of wisdom. Nice work.
There you go.
You just nailed it.
Oh, I did it.
Now we're going to get out of here. Thank you, everybody, for downloading the episode. We do it every Wednesday now. We've kind of switched over to Wednesdays just to help my life be...
Make people wait. Right. Suspense.
So we'll talk to you again next week. Look us up on Facebook.